Keep on hearing singing and praises, clapping. I wondered, one of my men told me to come down, maybe that happens in the mortuary.
To visit hell. Can you see the gates of hell?
The angel raised his hand, and as he brought it down, the gates ripped open with a great noise. Daniel could hear the crying and wailing of many people, but he could not see any of them. And then a light shone from the angel's body into the darkness, so that Daniel could see more clearly. People there, but unlike the souls in heaven, the appearance of these people was as it had been on earth. They were from every race, culture, and nationality. Every person seemed trapped in their own personal torment, a torment which would go on for eternity, and they could not communicate with others. The sounds of crying and wailing were almost deafening. Suddenly, they all seemed to become aware of Daniel and started crying to him for help. And they called to Daniel only, as if they could not see the angel. Immediately after the pastor made the statement, the force that was tormenting him seemed to increase. The people had flesh, but no blood, and they almost seemed to be on fire, although no flames could be seen. A group of people that were eating their own flesh. They would vomit what they ate, and their flesh grew back. This carried on in an endless cycle of torment.
Those people you see eating themselves, they practiced witchcraft while they were on earth. They specialized in eating human flesh, and now they'll eat themselves forever. Reaping what they sowed. They are reaping what they sowed.
That place is not good for any human being created by God to go. And God did not make that place for human being. He made that place for the devil and his agents. But stubborn human beings who will disobey God like the devil will also go there. God have no mind to put any human being in hell. It's a dangerous and a deadly place he made for the devil and his people.
What was to follow was an earth-shattering statement by the angel. Daniel couldn't have imagined in his wildest dreams that he would hear the judgment.
Daniel, if the book of your life was to be closed today, this would be your portion.
No. I'm a pastor. I'm a child of God. I'm born again. And I preached all over this country. I mean, the country in which I'm... This can't be... No. This can't...
Enough. Daniel, on your way to the first hospital, you were asking God to forgive you, but you would not forgive your wife, and your sins have not been forgiven. It is a matter of reaping what you've sown. You cannot sow unforgiveness to your wife and reap forgiveness from God.
And immediately he made that statement, my spirit convinced me that what the angel told me or the judgment on me is true. I didn't say no, because I remembered that I had a quarrel with my wife on Thursday. And the little quarrel I had with my wife, I frowned on her. Then on Thursday night, she was knocking on my door. I couldn't open the door for her. Then on Friday morning, she now knocked on my door. No, on Friday morning, she woke up and I come out. She said, Daddy, good morning. I did not accept. I didn't talk to her. I kept quiet on her and I left on Friday morning. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because my wife provoked me. She offended me. She did something wrong. And I was angry on her. I was annoyed. So I didn't accept her greet. I left on Friday. On my way coming back, I had the accident and died. So now the angel told me that my wife offended me and I did not forgive my wife. And I come to God and ask God to forgive me, that I am not forgiven, that this place should be my portion. I now cry. I did not say no. I did not reject the judgment. The judgment was true to me because I know in my heart I was angry with my wife. I was thinking of what to do on her. I was thinking of my wife slapped me. My wife slapped me. What am I going to do to her? What am I going to do? I was thinking of what to do. So in my heart, I was annoyed. And I believe God was judging my heart. So he said to me that I didn't forgive my wife, that I'm not forgiving. So while I was crying, shouting, I was not crying that I was only saying, is it how I destroy my soul? Look at how I destroy my soul. While I was shouting and crying, I was afraid. Tears was all over me. I was panicking because that place is not good for anyone. And the way everything was looking, nothing. If God went to put me inside hell, nothing will prevent him. Because while we are discussing, some group of people, thousands of people, we have been sent into hell.
Then in me, I concluded in my heart that I must do something to make sure that my husband is revived, that I believe that he must come back to life if I should make a step of faith.